We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Shavuos, Halacha Beis, paragraph Chaf Aleph. V'alkein osur likrois raboi bishmoi. Based on what we've been learning here, we can understand why a person is not allowed to call his rabbi by his name. He's got to call him Rebbe or Rabbi, not call him by his name. Ki shmoi nichlal b'shem Hashem. Because the name of a tzaddik, or the name of one's rabbi, is nichlal, is part of the name of Hashem, shenemar olav, about which the pasuk says, ze shmi le'olam. The wording in the pasuk is, this is a pasuk that we just had recently in Chumash, I think it's in Parsha Shmois, ze shmi le'olam, veze zichri le'dor dor. But the Gemara points out that the word Lo'ilam is spelled without a vav. So it could be read, Ze Shmi Le'olam, or Le'ilam. Hashem says, this is my name, to be kept hidden. Knows that we do not pronounce the name of Hashem. Ki Iker Hayediya Hu Bechinas Hashem V'kanal. Because as we learned earlier, the main understanding of anything is by its name. When we talk about anything, any object, or you know, we talk about a Mazda Lantis car. The fact that it's called Mazda Lantis, that gives us those two words, have a whole book behind them describing. Everybody knows that a Mazda Lantis is a car that has four wheels and it has power steering and it has, you know, 6,000 things about it. Lahavdil, in the name of a person. When we mention this particular name, Chaim Goldstein, those words, Chaim Goldstein, has a whole book behind it of everything that Chaim Goldstein is about. So the main understanding of something is through its name. V'chol ma shemekabel miraboi tzorech leida sha'adayin eino yodea klal. And as much as a person receives from his rabbi, no matter how much knowledge a person receives from his rabbi, the person has to realize that they don't know anything yet. Not that they're equal to the rabbi already, or they know as much as him, or they know more than him. Ki kiflayim letushia, because as the pasuk says, the Torah is double and double and double and double. Whatever you have, you know, whatever you've learned, there's a lot more. There's much more that you haven't learned. Ki me'oid omku machshavoysav, as the pasuk says, Hashem's thoughts are very deep. So even if a person has learned, or even if a person learns, they need to know there's a lot more that they haven't learned yet. Kidvorov heim kemayon hanoiveya, because the words of a real rabbi, the words of the Torah, are like a flowing spring. You know, it's constantly flowing. There's constantly new stuff coming out. So even if you just filled up your 30-gallon jug, and you feel, wow, now I got it all, you don't have it all at all. There's a lot more to go. V'heim b'chinas mayim amukim eitza b'levish. As the pasuk says, deep waters, the advice that comes from the heart of a person. Rav Nosson Zal is bringing all of these psukim to show us that a person's rabbi, you know, if it's the right kind of rabbi, no matter how much you've learned from him, there's still a lot that you haven't learned from him. He's still got a lot more to teach you. Utzrichin b'chol pam la'ayin heitev b'dvorov hakdoshim, and the students have to always delve into the holy words of their rabbi, the lachtoir, and to dig, the lishoiv mehem eitzos neflois, and to draw from the teachings of their rabbi, to be able to draw wondrous advice and guidance. Boifen sheyucha lahatzel es atzmoi mishetef mayim rabim shel zeh olam, so that the person should be able to save himself from the flood waters of this physical world. V'chol ma sheyeda v'yotzi midvorov, and as much as a student gets to know, and as much as the student gets to draw even more and more from the words of his rabbi, Tzorich leida ulahovin ulahamin she'adayin eino yodea klal ad hechon magiin amkus dvorov ho'amukim miniyam. The student has to know and realize and believe that he doesn't know, he has no idea How far-reaching and how deep are the words of his rabbi that are like an ocean? Rak b'ma shehursha yochoy lehizboinen mehem eitzoy slavoidosi isborach kefim adregosoy. It's just that to the degree that the person is permitted, to the degree that Hashem has given the student seichel, to the degree that Hashem has given the student the ability, he's got to try to think and to delve into the words of his rabbi and to draw advice and guidance based on the level that he's on. Avol etzem toirosoi. However, the essence of the Torah of his rabbi, vafilu sichos of hakdoshes, and we're not even talking about his official shiurim, even any discussion that the student had with his rabbi, iefsher lahasig b'shum oifen. The student has to realize that I cannot understand the full depth of my rabbi whatsoever. U'kemoisham Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara gives us an example by one of the leading rabbis of the Gemara. And this rabbi said about his relationship with his Rebbe, you know what he said? He said, Harbe lomadati me rabbisai, I've learned a lot from my rabbis, v'loichisarti mehem, and you know how much I've subtracted from them? You know how much I've taken from my rabbis? Like a dog licking up the ocean. Like a dog who approaches the ocean to take a drink, what quantity does, you know, what percentage of the ocean does he drink up? That's how much I've taken from my rabbis. And again, we're talking about a real good student. We're talking about one of the rabbis of the Gemara who says, I've learned a lot from my rabbis, but I realize that compared to what they have to teach me, I've gotten a drop of a drop of a drop. V'zeh b'chinas ha'alomas shem rabbi. And this is the concept of the importance of a student not mentioning the rabbi's name, but rather keeping the rabbi's name hidden. She'osur lahazkiroi b'shmoi. A student is forbidden to mention the rabbi by his name. But rather, he says, Rebbe. Or like when we refer to Rabbeinu Zal, we say Rabbeinu Zal. We don't even mention the name usually, unless we're speaking to an outsider, somebody who's not a student of Rabbeinu Zal, then for the benefit of that person, we'll mention the name. But as far as I'm concerned, if this is my Rebbe, I prefer not to mention his name. That's a higher level of respect, not mentioning the name. Kishmoi Hudaitoi. Because the name of a person represents the das of that person, shehu ne'elam v'sosim imenu betachlis ahelam, which I know is very, very hidden for me, to the utmost degree. My Rebbe's das, my Rebbe's sechel, is very hidden for me. Ki shem rabbi nichlal b'shem Hashem, because the name of one's rabbi is part of Hashem's name. Shenemar olav, about which the pasuk says, Ze shmi le'olam, Hashem says, this is my name eternally. And again, the word le'olam is written without a vav. So it can be pronounced le'ilum. This is my name which is supposed to be kept hidden. Le'ilum means hidden. Okay, now Rav Nosson Saleh adds, u'beyoyser ho'isur b'shem shel pele. And even more so, it's forbidden, super forbidden, to mention the name of one's rabbi when the name is a name of wonderment. We'll see in a minute what this means. This is what the Gemara says, and this is what the Halacha says. Remez, this is a hint to us, ki yesh Rebbe sheshmoi pele, that there is a rabbi whose name is wondrous. Hafle vofele. He represents the top of the top, like the keser, the crown of Hashem, which we say is referred to as pele, wondrous. The we know that the term aleph in Hebrew means to teach. There's a pasuk in Mishlei where it says, va'alefcha chachma, I will teach you chachma. So the letter aleph, when it's used as a verb, means to teach. Va'alefcha chachma. And the word aleph, the way we pronounce it, Aleph Lamed Pei, is the same letters as the word Pele. Pele means wondrous, because we know that all seichel and everything originates from the top of the top of the top, which is called Pele, wondrous, the Keser, the crown of Hashem, which is referred to as this wondrous light. So Rav Nosson Zalman adds here that this concept of this Shem Pele, when a Rebbe has a Shem Pele, alludes to the fact that there is a rabbi whose name is Pele, wonderment, wondrous. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says about Moshiach, Vayikra Shemoi, and he called his name Pele Yoyetz, the wondrous advisor. You know, the advisor on the level of Pele. She'etzois Sheloi Heim Niflois Tomim Deim, whereby his advice comes from the top of the top. His advice is awesome. It's wondrous. It's the greatest thing that could be. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Oide Shimcho Kiosiso Pele, I praise your name, Hashem, because you have done wonders, you have worked wonders, Eitzois Meirochoi Kemuna Oimein, and you bring us advice and guidance from the far away places. So Rav Nosson Zalman is taking this Pasuk and telling us that if a person is Zoicha, that his Rebbe is the Rebbe, is the Tzaddik, then his Rebbe is this Bechina of Pele, this awesome highest level, and his Rebbe is drawing his knowledge and his advice from the highest, highest places. V'alkein osur lahazkir shmoi b'yoser, and that's why his name, for sure, we're not allowed to mention, ki olov nemar, because about him, it's the Pasuk says, Lomo ze tisha lishmi vehu peli. If you recall, there was an angel that appeared to the parents of Shimshon HaGibor, and he told them that they're going to be blessed with a very special child and everything. And at one point they asked him, by the way, what's your name? So he said, why are you asking my name? My name is Peli. My name is something wondrous. So Rav Nosson Zalman's taking these psukim and he's showing us this concept of that we know the highest level is referred to as Pele, wondrous, Keser. And he's telling us that Kaviyochel, when we refer to Hashem on the highest level, it's this concept of Pele, wondrous. It's something that we can't speak about. We don't mention Hashem's name. And so too, when a person is Zoicha to a real, real rabbi, then the proper respect is not to mention his name. And also because the true rabbi is the one who's giving the person Torah and advice that's coming from this highest place.